When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
A federal prosecutor has shared with jurors grisly details of how they claim a former University of Illinois doctoral student kidnapped a visiting scholar from China, then brutally beat and killed her. Opening statements started today in the federal death penalty trial of Brent Christensen. Christensen is accused of luring the 26-year-old Ying Yang into his car in June of 2017 as she headed to sign a lease off campus. Amnesty International has condemned what it called excessive force by Hong Kong police against largely peaceful protesters demonstrating against a proposed extradition bill, saying it violates international law and is likely to lead to worsening violence. The group said tear gas and rubber bullets should never have been of use in the dispersing of peaceful protesters. Sit-ins and clashes between protesters and police today marked a major escalation in Hong Kong's biggest political crisis in years. Back home, President Donald Trump is asserting executive privilege over documents related to the Trump administration's decision to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. The Justice Department notified the chairman of the House Oversight Committee of the decision in a letter today. The committee is considering whether to vote to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for failing to turn over the subpoenaed documents. The House Intelligence Committee chair is Adam Schiff. He says his panel is determined to find out more about the Russian interference in the election in 2016 and whether the United States is still vulnerable. The California Democrat this morning opened a hearing on contacts between President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and Russia in an effort to keep the public focus on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, which the president has called part of a witch hunt. And Yemen officials say that the Saudi-led coalition has launched airstrikes against a Houthi rebel stronghold in that country's north. They say the strikes hit targets in the Baqi district. We'll be back. We have more news coming up.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis memorial.
When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Well, it's a little cooler than normal, about 20 degrees cooler right now, but still, it's sunny out there, 57 degrees. We do have a wind that's anywhere from 12 to 17 miles per hour out of the north, so it makes it even feel a little cooler than the 50 or 61, rather, the 61 it is right now. I guess that's the forecast, though, in the 60s today. Maybe some rain moving in. Have a 20% chance tomorrow afternoon of some showers Thursday night as well. Highs will be in the 70s again tomorrow, and then on the weekend, 80s on Friday, 70s on Saturday and Sunday, and chance of showers, really. When the shower possibilities start Thursday afternoon, we have a possibility of rain, but with sun all the way through Dad's Day. Right now, 61 and sunny here in Crookston and throughout the valley. Thanks for joining us here on the Noontime News. We'll be back and check what's going on around the state and region. We'll do that for Montague's Flower Shop and Pruitt Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance.
One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pruitt Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Pruitt Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Minnesota Supreme Court Justice David Littlehaug, he says his he has Parkinson's disease and he won't seek re-election next year. Littlehaug said in a statement through the court that he expects to resign in July of 2020. Littlehaug says he has loved his 6 years in the court and had planned to stay on before he learned of his illness. He says the Parkinson's disease, it's at an early stage, and right now he feels great. A teenager from Detroit Lakes is being sought in connection with a homicide case in Becker County.
The sheriff's office is asking the public's assistance in locating 18-year-old Ronald Wayne Thompson. Becker County Sheriff Todd Gladner says Thompson is known to carry firearms and currently has felony warrants for firearms and parole violations. Thompson is wanted in connection in the fatal shooting on June 9th in Maple Grove Township. If you have any information on Thompson or the case, you're asked to call the Becker County Sheriff's Office or White Earth Police.
It's Tasha Radel from Minnesota News Network. A judge in Clay County, he's ordered a man to serve nearly 39 years in prison for the death of a North Dakota man whose remains were found buried on the defendant's Hitterdahl farm. 40-year-old Jason Jensen earlier pled guilty to second-degree aiding and abetting murder in an agreement with the prosecutors. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, the BCA, they've issued a public drug overdose alert in the wake of more than 170 overdoses throughout the state, and 17 have died. In the meantime,
local, state, and federal partners are working hard to identify the sources of supply of these very dangerous substances. We need your help in identifying and calling any suspicious activity and getting help for any of your loved ones that may be addicted.
That's Minnesota Gang and Drug Coordinator Brian Marquardt. Says anyone looking for information on treatment can get started at the Department of Public Safety's website. One of the country's top middle distance runners has died at her home in Minneapolis after inspiring many with a long and public fight against cancer. Gabrielle Grunewald was 32. She was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer in the saliva glands in 2009 when she was running cross-country and track for the University of Minnesota. Following surgery and radiation, Grunewald went on to finish second in the 1,500 meters at the 2010 NCAA Championships. She was the U.S. Indoor 3,000 champion in 2009. 14, dead at the age of 32. A Minneapolis company plans to build a $7.65 million data center at Tech One Crossing Technology Park in the south central Nebraska city of Kearney. County and city officials announced yesterday that the new Compute North facility would create 10 full-time technology and security jobs and would provide room for Computer North to grow its business. Fresh off his first state budget, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is talking about additional investments in schools for the next round. The new budget maintains 4,000 slots for pre-kindergarten programs in public schools, and the governor's looking at taking that farther.
I think you could probably expect to see us have that as a big piece of the or cornerstone of our next budget.
Senate Republicans, though, their E through 12 educational point persons, Rochester Senator Carla Nelson, she has a little different view.
As long as we have limited resources, I'll continue to push for high-quality early learning, but doing so in a very targeted manner, serving those who wouldn't get served otherwise.
State funding for pre-kindergarten has been a continuing area of disagreement between the governor and Democrats and the Republicans. Two companies are proposing a $1.6 billion pipeline to move North Dakota crude oil, though the route has not been disclosed. The proposed pipeline would be the biggest such project in North Dakota since the Dakota Access Pipeline that sparked violent clashes between protesters and law enforcement in 2016 and 17. Houston-based Phillips 66 and Casper, Wyoming-based Bridger Pipeline announced the joint venture. It's called Liberty Pipeline. They announced that on Monday. We'll be back. Check sports stuff next.
One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Well, they're continuing golfing down at the Minnesota State golf tournaments, Class A in Becker. Class AA is at the Ridges at Sand Creek Golf Course in Jordan. Danny Boyle, Crookston Pirate Jr., is competing. Yesterday, Danny shot her first time ever at Ridges. Danny shot a 92, currently in 45th place. There's about 90. Some kids there, so she's about the middle of the pack there. She has her final 18 this afternoon. Chris Fee down there should have a report sometime this afternoon. Fertile Beltrami boys are doing well. They're in third place in Class A in the team side after a day. Badger Greenbush Middle River girls were in fourth place in Class A after the first day. Minnesota Twins came up with a couple come from behinds last night. The last one held, and the Twins got some big hits and beat Seattle last night 6-5. Start a 9-game homestand. Twins will play Seattle again tonight 7:10. Our pregame show at 6:30 on KROX. The Crookston Reds amateur team Norman Polk League game against the Ada A's. That'll be at Jim Karn Field 7:35. Is the time for the game tonight. The Minnesota State High School baseball tournament starts tomorrow. At least Class A, AA, and 3A are all playing their first round tomorrow. The 4A, the big schools, they'll start on Friday. But in Class A in Jordan at the Mini-Met, Sacred Heart, the Eagles will play the last game of the day, and they'll take on Hayfield at 5:30 approximately, and KROX will have the pregame show at 5, and then they'll continue on Friday. Minnesota Twins, we should have mentioned, they signed their number one draft pick, Keone Kivako. He just graduated from high school. He's 18 years old, and he got a $4 million signing bonus. Yeah, I'm graduating for high school. Hey, here, kid, here's a graduation present. $4 million signing bonus. Turned 18 on June 2nd. And Kyle Rudolph signed a contract extension. The tight end for the Vikes will play another. And a little interesting, the Northern State out of Aberdeen, and they're in the Northern Sun Conference. They got Saul Phillips to come back to Aberdeen. He coached at North Dakota State and then at Ohio University. And Saul Phillips is the new head coach, men's basketball coach at Northern State. He replaces Paul Sather. Sather just recently signed with the University of North Dakota as their head men's basketball coach. And nothing better than Game 7 of a Stanley Cup playoff. And this is for the Stanley Cup tonight, 7 o'clock at the Gardens in Boston. And it's Boston and St. Louis. It should be a dandy. And I'm going with the home team, the Bees. We'll be back. Check our local news. We'll do that every day for Hugo's and Courtney Polkerbeck, your State Farm insurance agent.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the Cookout Kings who invite you over every weekend for Burger Palooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Pick up these breakfast items that are on sale this week at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 52-ounce bottles of assorted Simply Orange Juice, $2.99. Select sizes and varieties of Special K cereals, $2.99. Top those cereals with Driscoll's Blackberries or Raspberries. They're 2 for $5. And start the morning off right with coffee. Assorted sizes and varieties of Hills Brothers or MJB Coffee, $6.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're going to find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
The Crookston Housing Economic Development Authority, that's CHEDA, they held a special board meeting yesterday morning. The majority of the meeting was held in a closed session related to some land sales and acquisitions, and that's allowed. The open part of the meeting consisted of one agenda item, a proposal for a $1.25 million, $1.25 million loan requested by Epitome Energy. It's repayable within 1 year when the money, $6 million, the state legislature budgeted to the Soy Innovation Campus and Epitome Energy, and that's appropriated in July of 2020. The loan requested was 0% interest rate, but included a $250,000 share in the business for advancing the loan. CHEDA's executive director, Craig Hoyseth, said the loan would help jumpstart some of the required permitting and worksheets, not allowing the ground to be broken more quickly following the allocation of the funds from the state legislature.
Epitome had put in a proposal that we provided a $1.25 million loan with a one-year horizon on it. Essentially, the legislature did approve several million dollars for this project, but it won't be available to the second half of the biennium. So what we're doing, and that would be, of course, July of 2020. What we're going to do this year is consider giving them a loan for $1.25 million right now. That would allow us to jumpstart all the design engineering work, environmental regulatory, you know, all the air permitting, EAW type of worksheets. Getting the ball rolling, a lot of that stuff has long lead times, 9 or 10 months. And what this does is essentially jumpstarts the project so that we're ready next year with the air permits in hand when that appropriation actually comes available.
Several members of the CHEDA board were curious as to the level of risk attached to the loan and whether the loan should have an interest rate. Hoyseth said he believes that once the city and CHEDA have completed their due diligence and appropriate paperwork, the risk would be minimal, especially since the crush facility has strong support in the state legislature with both agriculture committees and the Department of Ag behind it. Board member Craig Morgan said he believed the risk was very low and that getting a $250,000 share in the company was good. Morgan added that this is a big project that is farther along and backed by government funds, and saying he believed the loan should be extended for that share, a $250,000 share, with no interest rate. Tom Vedbraten also noted that when Erskine Manufacturing was talking about the city about moving to Crookston, they asked for a $1 million gift, saying that they'd probably be thinking it was the best $1 million we'd spent if we had given them the money, based on what Erskine Manufacturing's success right now is in Foston. There are still several steps to follow before the loan, which would come out of the City of Crookston Reserve Funds, including a public hearing and the council approval. That's according to City of Crookston Finance Director Angel Wiesner.
There are actually quite a few steps. We need to have a business subsidy agreement. We need to have public hearings, and we need council to authorize all of that to occur. So it will be a little bit of time yet before it is available, and then we will take the funds out of our reserves.
The next step in approving the loan would be going to the Ways and Means Committee of the City Council with a business subsidy agreement. Hoysa said that just as crucial as getting the permitting jump-started is the due diligence of the city in creating the legal documents to protect the taxpayer money used in that loan.
We've got some due diligence to do. Of course, we want to be able to secure this loan properly, and we'll be talking with Epitome in the next days and weeks in order to fulfill all the requirements that are necessary to make it a legal binding document. And we want to protect the taxpayer money, of course, and what we're after is to ultimately give Epitome that running head start rather than marking in time, waiting for several months or even a year to go by before we initiate this design and air permitting. It'd be nice to have that all finished and ready to go so that when we're ready to break ground, we don't have any lingering issues.
Monday, Riverview Foundation hosted the 15th annual Riverview Foundation Golf Classic at Minocqua Golf Club here in Crookston. It was estimated over $30,000 was raised Monday at the event. The funds raised were designated by the Foundation Board of Directors for replacement of Riverview's inpatient unit, an integral part of Riverview 2020. That's Riverview's hospital and clinic replacement project that is going on. The inpatient unit will be housed in the top floor of their newly constructed 80,000-square-foot building that will face the Red Lake River on the east and Castle Park on the west. By the way, the winning group of the golf tournament on Monday was Bill Soll, Joe Lessard, Ron Amiot, Michelle Singer, and Ben Vatnsdal were the winner. The Crookston Public Library Summer Reading Program, which called Summer Library Experience, is ready to blast off tomorrow with a mini play. The summer's theme is around space exploration. Tomorrow's play is about a mouse who dreams of being a superhero who can travel to outer space, and while it's written for a younger audience, it's open to everybody, according to the public library director here in Crookston, Chris Boyke.
Our kickoff is Thursday, June 13th at 10:30 a.m., and it's called The Lion and the Mouse Mini Play. It is intended for children ages 3 to 10, but everyone is welcome. Kids of all ages are welcome, and adults too. And it's really just a fun little play about learning how to be kind, fair, and how big things come in small packages.
Boyk says programs are held Wednesday through mid-August, and they'll cover a variety of space-related topics and activities.
Then the following Wednesday, June 19th at 2 p.m., we'll begin our regularly scheduled events. They're always on Wednesdays at 2. And we've got just a really nice variety of different things planned this summer. And our new youth services librarian, Alyssa Lenander, has done just a fantastic job. And this is her first summer planning, but she's just doing a great job. She's got all sorts of really nice programs planned. One includes the Lightsaber Academy from Grand Forks coming over to do an interactive demonstration and instruction of lightsaber combat. So that's just a sampling of kind of what we're looking at doing. We've got a Lunar Odyssey that's going to be later in the month. And so really you'll find that story times this summer and a lot of the activities for Summer Library Experience are based on that space exploration theme. And even the prizes are going to be based on that. We've got moon lamps. We've got a telescope. And then just a lot of other fun little things.
The summer library experience starts tomorrow. It's also for older teens and adults, and the more you read, that increases your chance to win a Kindle. Crookston Public Schools was recently informed that someone has been calling from a toll-free number claiming to be from the Crookston High School and raising funds for the Crookston High School sports teams. The public schools wants to inform everyone this is not an official communication from the Crookston Public Schools or any of their booster clubs. Crookston Public Schools and its booster clubs will only fundraise through written or in-person communications. They'll not solicit funds via phone or an automated system. The Crookston Police Department to get the word out about these fraudulent calls. So somebody calls you and says they're trying to raise money for Crookston High School. Say you've already gave and hang up. The Northwest Regional Corrections Center staff announces the arrest of Kelly Egan, 25, of Fargo, felony fifth-degree drug possession. You know these people that do those scams and stuff? If they would take all that ingenuity, if you want to call it, in thinking, and think about good things, doing good things, that, Crookston Fire Department, the fellows told us they went to an alarm at the Karen Sherry yesterday just before noon. Dirty detector. The system was reset. Sorry to say that Marvin Chandler, 99, a longtime Euclid resident, passed away Sunday night at the villa in Crookston with his loving wife, Fran, and family at his side. Marvin was born in Grand Forks, one of four children, grew up on a family farm near East Grand Forks. Following his graduation from East Grand Forks High School in 1937, started farming with his father. In November of 1946, Marvin was married to Frances Vanosik in Tabor. Marvin and Fran made their home in Euclid, where they proudly and lovingly raised their five children, Dean, Jim, Sharon, Debbie, and Rick. 1949, Marv began his employment with the Northwest Experiment Station in Crookston, working in the dairy department. A long and rewarding career that spanned 36 years, Marv retired in 1985. In his younger days, during the 60s, baseball coach for the Euclid area kids, dedicated leader of the Euclid 4-H Club. He loved to keep up with all his grandkids and great-grandkids' school activities and sporting events, their biggest fan. His passion for sports embraced the Minnesota Twins, the Vikings, and Timberwolves, always hoping the next year would be the year. They loved to travel, enjoyed a trip to Hawaii, several bus tours throughout the U.S., Survivors of Marvin Chandler, including Fran, Marv's wife and best friend for over 72 years. Five children, Dean and Mary Jo Chandler of Warren, Jim and Lois Chandler of Crookston, Sharon and Bob Hansen of Park Rapids, Debbie Chandler of Crookston, and Rick and Terry Chandler of Mankato. 19 grandchildren, 43 great-grandchildren, special nephew and niece, Bob and Dorothy Jarek and their family of East Grand Forks, and several other nieces and extended family members as well. The funeral service for Marvin Chandler will be at 10 o'clock Saturday at the Church of Christ. That's at 5th Avenue South in Crookston. Visitation will be at the Church of Christ Friday night from 5 to 7 with the 7 o'clock prayer service, and then continue an hour prior to the funeral on Saturday. Interment will be at the Oakdale Cemetery. Fran and her family give thanks for the kindness for their many wonderful friends and the staff of the villa for the loving care they're giving to Marvin. The Central Husky Funeral Home of Crookston is in charge of Marv's arrangements. Lynn Larson, 71, of Fertile, died Sunday at the Sanford Hospital in Fargo. Funeral service for Lynn Larson of Fertile will be at 11 o'clock Thursday, June 20th. At Little Norway Lutheran Church, rural Fertile. Visitation will be Wednesday, June 19th, a week from today, from 5 to 6:30, a 6:30 prayer service at the Erickson Vic Ganji Funeral Home in Fertile. Lila Anderson, 91, of Ada, died Sunday at a care community in Ada under the care of hospice and her family. The funeral service for Lila Anderson will be at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at Grace Lutheran Church in Ada. Visitation is tonight from 5 to 7 at the Frederickson Ganji Funeral Home in Ada, and the burial will take place at the Ada Municipal Cemetery. On the weather side of things, well, it's sunny like you see it out now in mid-60s, so it's not going to warm up a lot. North winds will continue 5 to 20. Clear tonight, low in the mid-40s. Northwest winds will start shifting to the south after midnight. That'll bring in a little warmer air. Mostly sunny on Thursday. There is a 20% chance of rain, maybe a thundershower tomorrow afternoon, high in the mid-70s. South winds, though, 10 to 20. 30% chance of rain, thundershowers Thursday night. Partly sunny with a 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms on Friday, high 80 to 85. Chance of rain and thundershowers Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, and Sunday night, and continue into Monday. Should be 80s on Friday, 70s on Saturday and Sunday. Yesterday's high was 76, down to 39 degrees this morning. It's quite a difference, isn't it? Almost 40-degree difference in high and low. That's about a 12-hour period. Just to trace a couple sprinkles when some systems went through here, but mostly south of us. 76, 39 this morning, 61 right now with the sun. North winds at 12 miles per hour, so it feels maybe in the 50s or so. Barometric pressure, we'll call it steady at 30.16, and our humidity has burned off nicely down to 32%. So again, that blue sky out for you, 12-mile-an-hour winds and 61 degrees at news time. Let's look at our noontime news today, brought to you by Courtney Polkerbeck, your State Farm insurance agent, Hugo's, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance, Stennis Granite Company, and American Federal Bank. They all invite you to join us. We'll be back here tomorrow with that noontime news.